Since January, Arizona lawmakers have been working on a series of budget proposals. First, they had to plug a hole in the budget for the 2008 fiscal year, and then they began working on 2009. Much of that budget was vetoed by the governor, forcing a special legislative session. The heart of the problem is the economy. As state revenues continue to fall, the legislature is being forced to do the state's work with less money. But as Christopher Conover reports, not everyone thinks that is such a bad idea.
In its latest issue, Newsweek magazine has an article entitled The Next Money Pits, which looks at a handful of states in dire financial straits. And one of those states, according to Newsweek, is Arizona. The article says it's possible the Grand Canyon state is in worse shape financially than California. Byron Schlomack, an economist with the Goldwater Institute, says that assessment may not be too far off the mark.
I think that's true.
The economists who contributed to the Newsweek article say the state squandered a budget surplus by cutting taxes too deeply. But the Goldwater Institute's Schlomack sees the financial troubles a little differently.
California is in trouble, mainly because California government has gotten too big. Their taxes are too high. We're in trouble mainly because we're next to California, and our real estate bubbled the way California's did. And while our taxes aren't as high, our state government spent a lot of money.
Legislative Democrats, including Tucson State Representative Daniel Patterson, proposed a way of increasing state revenue by lowering the sales tax rate, but broadening what could be taxed.
We're already far too dependent on the sales tax, which is why myself and a lot of members think it's poor economic policy to continue to try to increase the sales tax. It's very volatile, and that's why a big part of the reason we have the budget problems we have right now is over-reliance on sales tax.
While the Goldwater Institute is considered a conservative think tank, economist Schlomack says the Democrats' plan broadening sales tax base is not a bad one.
Now, their plan would have been a net tax increase, and that part of their plan we did not agree with, but we would lower the sales tax rate and broaden the sales tax base. For example, there are a lot of services that are not included in the sales tax. These are end-user services, like car repair, for example, or even doctor services or lawyer services.
Overall, Schlomack says the Arizona budget needs to be looked at with a fresh perspective. He says simply, government is too big and more cuts need to be made before any taxes or fees are increased.
Biological research, for example, which is being carried out on a private basis all over this country. We don't really need the government involved in funding that. The arts, there is arts funding. That is clearly a luxury item from a governmental point of view.
Of course, in politics, there's nearly always another side to any opinion. And there are those in state government, like State Representative Patterson, who say the latest budget proposal makes too many cuts.
It's going to have devastating cuts. It'll be very hard to deal with, especially in education, healthcare, other places.
Arizona's revenue projections for the rest of the year are still gloomy, and that means that once a budget deal is signed, lawmakers could still have to return to the Capitol to fix another budget hole sometime in the fall. Of course, the next regular legislative session begins in January, which means talks will then turn to the budget for the next fiscal year. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.